USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris said on Wednesday she has no plans to visit the U.S. southern border, but she's looking forward to a trip soon to Mexico and Guatemala to address the core causes of the surging illegal immigration from Central America.
A large part of our focus is diplomatic in terms of what we can do in a way that is about working with these countries. So, for example, I have talked with the President of Mexico, the President of Guatemala. We have, probably saying too much, but we have plans in the work to go to Guatemala as soon as possible, given all of the restrictions in terms of COVID and things of that nature.
Here is speaking at a roundtable discussion regarding immigration on Wednesday. A Burleson, Texas police officer is in stable condition after being shot multiple times during a traffic stop. The suspects fled the scene and are still on the loose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
The state of Iowa will not house illegal migrant children from the U.S.-Mexico border. The Iowa Department of Human Services Director Kelly Garcia says Iowa does not have the resources to properly care for the children.
Social workers to oversee their safety and welfare, either residential providers or families to take those children in, medical care, schooling, bilingual families, and a whole host of other supports that any human needs to live.
That audio courtesy of WHO-TV, the NBC affiliate in Des Moines. Texas is the latest state to consider allowing wagering on both professional and amateur sports. It's estimated sports betting would bring as much as $180 million in new revenue to the state. A hearing taking place on Wednesday in the Texas legislature, which comes as the state of Arizona is poised to allow sports gambling. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey expected to sign a bill into law legalizing sports and fantasy betting. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A quarter of United States workers say they plan to look for a new job after the pandemic. That's according to a new survey. Most of those workers say they are worried about career growth and thought about their skill sets. The survey, conducted by Morning Consult on behalf of insurance firm Prudential in early March, found that 26% of workers want to find work with a different employer when the threat of the pandemic falls. Ken Linder is the author of a book called Career Choreography, and he has some tips if you're looking for new employment.
You want to have an optimistic mindset. This is an amazing opportunity for you to do a fulfilling professional reset. Second thing is value your experience, your know-how, your contacts, your track record. If I want a surgery, I want to go to a doctor who's done it a million times and has gotten it right. Make a clarifying list, a list of all of the things that you want in your new job so you can use that to assess where you want to go and compare it with potential job opportunities. And then the biggest tip, Steve, and this has worked for so many people, think about the people you've worked with throughout the years, because one of them might be able to hire you or at least recommend you to somebody who can hire you.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Bernie Madoff, the mastermind behind one of the biggest frauds in Wall Street history, has died in federal prison at the age of 82. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.